Hey, this better not be a bash sesh, by the way, right now. I'm just getting in.
No, it's not. It's not at all. Because, look, I do. Everybody loves a good conspiracy, no matter what kind of conspiracy it is. And we did it a couple of weeks ago talking about actually somebody land on the moon on the 50th anniversary. And we're saying, did it actually happen? And then it got us onto another one. And, Bridge, you made me go home, download an hour and 17 minutes about 5G. We know that we've got 4G at the moment. And they're really pumping out on all the television networks and all the radio ads about 5G, the new 5G. It's quicker, it's faster. Now, your conspiracy is totally different to mine. I'm saying, 5G, how good is this? We all want faster internet, and now it's going to be here. But, Bridge, your conspiracy is that it is going to fry our buttocks.
Yes, just your bums. That's it. No, Peter, listen. Look, first of all, I will say I'm pretty impressed that you lasted 38 minutes through something that went for an hour 17.
Yeah.
Okay?
It was tough.
I think to be forewarned is forearmed. I am not someone who goes, this is definitely the way it is and this is... I just think it's good to see things from all sides and not believe in one person's point of view. Expand your brain. It's great for a good debate. But... for those who haven't seen this, and I think it will open your mind a bit, It's called 5G Apocalypse. And trust me, my partner Jamie sits me down all the time and says, watch this, watch that. And I was like, oh, no. It took him about 4 weeks to get me to watch it. Mm. But it is really...
You haven't looked back, have you?
I haven't looked back. It's made me think, well, look at, excuse me, mobile phones are causing brain cancers, and that is absolutely true from doctors. So let's have a listen here. It is true.
Okay.
If you want to have a listen to this, this is a senator in the States. His name's Mr. Blumenthal. Have a listen to what he has to say.
Faster, better, more reliable internet. That's the promise of 5G technology, but there is also the peril, health hazards. And the stark, simple fact is the health hazards are unknown and unstudied.
Sounds exactly like his mic could use an upgrade.
And they're not... we're not talking about that. Don't be silly now.
But
don't write me off. No, it's hilarious that you do this, Ben, when you haven't even tried to watch this, so you can't have an opinion on it.
Bridge, sure, it's that bad, how come, like, China, Japan, the US, they're pumping out this 5G? They're saying, how good is it?
They're pumping out pollution and they're pumping out anything. They don't care. They don't really care. This is Mr. Blumenthal, too, the senator, and he's talking to the big inquiry in the States, to the head of the communications network over there. Have a listen.
How much money has the industry committed to supporting additional independent research? Is that independent research ongoing? Has any been completed? Where can consumers look for it? And we're talking about research on the biological effects of this new technology.
I can only follow up with you, Senator. To my knowledge, there's no active studies being backed by industry today.
No active studies, and they're pushing forward this. This is the bit that scared me the most. Now, this bloke is a microwave weapons expert.
Microwave cuisine?
Seriously, this is what they used to do. This is microwave warfare in the day. Have a listen.
It is a perfect stealth weapon. And when governments don't like a group of people, for instance, the ladies who protest at Greenham Common, they were microwaved. We microwaved Catholics in Northern Ireland to make them sick.
Maybe they should use it on the people protesting in Brisbane.
No, have a listen, though. This is honest. What they do is you don't even know you're getting the... and it's the same radiation as 5G. You don't even know you're getting it. And years later, all these protesters all got cancer. So all I'm saying to you is... I'll visit you both in hospital with flowers.
No.
But I will say, I bloody told you so. Listen, there are 5G the boxes on the walls of people's places and all the plants around it is dead. So, but why can't you be open to... you don't have to agree with me, but why can't you be open to this discussion that things aren't as they seem?
I think a lot of people got to take their head off to me. I lasted 38 minutes listening to
that. I told you that. I've already praised you for that. Can we move on from you being a good boy for 38 minutes?
Seriously.
Can we move on to just maybe expanding your brain cells? You don't have to believe
it's not going to fry us. It's not going to fry. You can't walk up to a 5G and fry an egg. If it can't fry an egg, how's it going to fry? It can't fry us, Bridge.
But what proof have you got?
What proof have you got?
You've only got some bloke telling us that we're going to zap
You've got senators from the States, and you've got microwave experts, as well as a whole lot of, if you actually watch the show, a gamut of people who were saying this technology is not good. So
okay.
I just don't know why you can rubbish me without I'm not saying I'm 100%. I'm just saying, can we expand our brain cells and at least try and fathom that they don't believe everything you hear, especially from you, Spider?
Okay, can we put it to the calls? Five calls says it all on the conspiracy theory. Will 5G fry us like a good lean cuisine?
That's just stupid. We're not going to ask that question. We're just going to ask, you know, are you open to the fact that 5G... maybe not. That it could be dangerous.
13, 27, 10.
Dangerous.
Weigh in on this conspiracy theory. Call us on your crappy old 4G phone.
You just seriously, why? Don't gang up on me. Why
13, 27, 10. Bridge wants to talk conspiracy theories.
Bridge loves a good conspiracy theory.
You shouldn't badge it as conspiracy theory. It's about expanding your mind and maybe, just maybe, think that what people are telling us is not completely true, that maybe you should do the research into certain elements of life. For example, 5G.
Mm-hmm. And you got me to watch a video, went for well over an hour. I got through 38 minutes and I thought it was just, in my words, a load of jargon. We're going to be all fried. You're saying we're all going to be fried up like a good lean cuisine in the microwave.
Well,
but we are asking.
That's really stupid. I'm not saying we're all going to be fried up. I'm not that stupid. I'm not like one of these protesters that's going to, you know, super glue myself to the road. We'll talk about that later. I'm just saying, shouldn't we be open to thinking that maybe we shouldn't trust these big communications companies that are telling us that this product is safe when it's not safe? Here's a weapons expert, or what he had to say.
It is a perfect stealth weapon. And when governments don't like a group of people, for instance, the ladies who protest at Greenham Common, they were microwaved. We microwaved Catholics in Northern Ireland to make them sick.
And the same microwaves with the same waves as 5G.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Janie Mermaid Waters, what do you think of 5G? Are you worried that you're going to be microwaved?
Well, I'm kind of agreeing with Bridget. I'm not saying she's right. I'm just saying we don't know, really.
Yeah, that's right. Like, it'd be open to all kinds of information.
Yep, exactly.
But it's not going to fry us.
I'm not saying that it's going to fry us. I'm just saying don't know what it might do to us.
I'm not saying, I'm not saying we're all going to be fried like you guys are crapping on with your lean cuisine. Stupid analogy. We're just saying, why can't you be open to the suggestion, Jane? Aren't we?
No. Unfortunately, Jane's dropped out on her old phone. Hey, Shano's in Southport. What do you think about this 5G conspiracy business?
My God, Spider and Ben, what are you doing to me?
What do you mean?
I've got to listen to this. And you know what, Bridge? It's not fair. I am not eating brains and bacon again.
Brains and bacon.
Not where even microwave grains and bacon.
Where are we going with this?
I don't know either.
That's okay.
5G, bring it on.
Hey, be ignorant. Just be ignorant in life.
No,
It seems to work for you for 44 years so far, Spider.
He's made
not
a career out of it.
Yeah.
No, not at all. Yeah. Not at all. We're just the slowest in technology. Like,
you're
Iceland,
the slowest I've ever
Madagascar,
known.
Even Malta, they're all in front of us. We've got to embrace 5G. Don't be scared of it. Just embrace it and love it.
I'm running away.
G'day, Gold FM. What's your name?
Yeah, Billy. I don't know about the 5G, but what did they say about I landed on the moon? Was it a hoax? I reckon it was.
There we go, Billy.
Billy's going to go back to the man on the moon. But what about 5G? You scared, Billy, of 5G getting fried?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not a real techno guy.
Well, neither was I, Billy. I really didn't have an opinion on it till I did see a movie with a lot of experts. And I thought, look, it's good to be armed with a bit of knowledge. Either way to, you know, maybe be worried about a few things.
Yeah, well, that's for sure, though. You know, it's like
Well, ignorance is bliss as far as these two buffheads are concerned.
Hey, Billy might watch it. What's it called again, Bridge? It's an hour
5G
and 17 minutes.
Apocalypse.
Yeah. Get it, Billy.
You can see it.
They've been back. Do they reckon they've been back to the moon or what? They reckon they have. But,
they haven't been to the moon. They definitely haven't been to the moon.
We're not actually doing call up and discuss your favourite conspiracy theory.
But this is the thing, Billy.
Billy's on 5G, I think.
Billy, we asked the guy from The Bachelor who's an astrophysicist. Do you reckon they did land on the moon? I'm like, you're a hoax too, mate.
Yeah. Are we going back to this?
Well, they reckon the flag fell down and there's no wind.
Oh, no.
Oh, Billy.
Oh, dear.
Stanley Kubrick directed the whole lot. Anyway.
Good on you, Billy. Thank you, mate. I think that's enough. We've disproved that 5G is a problem. I think that's all well and truly.
So is bacon,
yes.
The moon.
It's all settled.
And grain.